Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamid Beis Omud Beis. And we are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, beginning a brand new beautiful siman, Tuf Kuf Nun Tes, which deals with Minhagi Tisha B'Av and Din of a Bris Mila on Tisha B'Av. And we begin with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Imchol Tisha B'Av B'Matzi Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av comes out on a Saturday night, in other words, whether it's a Nidcha, it was on Shabbos, was Tisha B'Av, now it's Yud B'Av, or whether it's actually Tisha B'Av is Sunday, so Matzi Shabbos, what is the Seder of the Davening? So the Mechaber writes, Ein Omrim Tzidkoscha Tzedek B'Mincha B'Shabbos. We don't say Tzidkoscha Tzedek by Mincha time, as with every Mincha, this has a similar dinim of Tachnun, when you have Tzidkoscha Tzedek or Tachnun on a Mincha, if the following day is a day that you don't say Tachnun, so that you don't say Tzidkoscha Tzedek or Tachnun at the Mincha beforehand, in general. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nalev tells us, Mide Dahavi Arosh Chodesh. This is exactly analogous to the din of Rosh Chodesh, which I mentioned just now, Shechol Yos Be'echa B'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh is on a Sunday, Shein Omrim Tzutz, which is Tzidkoscha Tzedek. Now, that Tzutz, it says over here in the bottom, that's the abbreviation of Tzidkoscha, V'Tzidkoscha, and Tzidkoscha, the three psukim that we say, so it's always referred to as Tzutz, which is Tzidkoscha Tzedek, and the other two psukim that come with it. Ashkenazim and Mesraim have a different order in how they say the psukim, but again, the Vav is always in the middle, V'Tzidkoscha, so it's always Tzutz, whether you're davening Nusach Ashkenaz or Nusach Sfard. So we don't say this when Rosh Chodesh is Sunday, so too, since Tisha B'Av Yirtzeh Hashem, this coming year will be a huge Yontif back in Eretz Yisrael in the Yushalayim HaBenuyah with the Beis HaMikdash HaBenuyah, so it is a Yontif, therefore we don't say Tzidkoscha Tzedek by Mincha, by Shabbos. Now, the Tisha B'Av Nami Ikri Moed, and that's because Tisha B'Av is also called a Moed. The issue footnote number one brings down, what about Avarachmin, and for those that have the custom of doing a Kelmole or a Haskaras Nishamos on Shacharis mornings, he says that is allowed. He brings down from the El Yerabah. He also brings down from the Prima Gadim that when Shabbos is Shabbos Mevarchim, or it's actually Shabbos Rosh Chodesh for Av, so then you also do not say Avarachmin in that situation, and you don't say a Kelmole or Maskirim Nishamos. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Ago umavdilin balayla betvilu kishabatzi Shabbos." He say atochon antona nishman esri like he would every Motzi Shabbos, even though you're not going to make havdalah. We discussed this in previous shiurim, and he brings it down from the Hagos Mordechai in Halachos of Tisha B'Av. Now he adds, "V'im shochach b'lahavdil." The Ramah says, if a person forgot to do atochon antona, so we already discussed this ayin le'el in Simon Reish Sadidah Siv Gimel when we had the Halachos of Motzi Shabbos. You can look over there for the Halachos if you forget atochon antona. Essentially, you don't repeat the Shman Esrei. He adds, "Umispalalim benachas." A person should daven marav, especially slowly and with great kavona. V'derech b'chi kavelim, and with a sad, mournful crying, like a person in avelus. Nebuch feels that way. We should feel that way about the loss of the Beis Hamikdash. And furthermore, v'chein osu b'kriyas echa. He brings down from the Gos Maimonios that likewise a person should say echa in this sad, mournful tone. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Beis says, "V'yafsit ben kol pasuk ma'at." You should pause in between each pasuk. You're not supposed to run through echa. "Uvein kol echa yosimat." In between each parak of echa, you should also have a significant pause. "Upasuk o'achron shebechol echa omer b'kol ram." In the last pasuk of each parak of the five parak of echa, you should say a little bit louder. "Olin bracha for now." What about making a bracha on the Megillah of echa? So he says that's a discussion that we had also previously. Ein le'el in Simon Tov Tzadi. Sov Siv Tes in the Hagah and the Mishnah Berurah Sham, where we can see in Dershu footnote number 2, where we had a whole discussion that if you're reading from a klaf, a person can make a bracha in these situations, especially if he's in the tzibur, he's saying it in a public gathering. That was the minhag of the Vilna Gaon. Then he adds, "V'tov shi'achid yikori echa gam b'yom." There is a beautiful custom that a person should read also echa during the daytime, and Dershu footnote number 3 brings down the minog shenogim bayom kifia muva b'luach Eretz Yisrael. Like in the Luach Eretz Yisrael, it tells us that people should read it during the day, and this is also brought down the Orach Hashulchan shekorim bayom mitzibur liachat tefilo below bracha, that they gather together, the whole tzibur reads it, but without a bracha. Now, if you didn't read it at night, the next paragraph discusses should you have a chiyuv to read it during the day. So there is an opinion that says that technically, that you're supposed to read Echa either during the nighttime or the daytime. And therefore, if you can't read it during the nighttime, you should read it during the day definitely, even if that's not your normal minhag. And according to that, you could even make a bracha during the daytime, even though the minhag is not to make a bracha during the daytime. Others disagree. I ain't in the rest of this footnote. Then we go back to the Ramah, and he says, "Ubichol Echa might be a kol yos." He brings down from the Rio that each parak should be read a little bit louder. you further go through the Echa, you read it with a little bit of louder voice. And finally, Ukshamiyah Achazan, when the person reading the Megillah reaches Lepasuk Hashivenu, the Pasuk towards the end of Echa, Omer Noso HaKol B'Kol Rav, the minhag is that the Tzibur reads it out loud as well, V'yachakach Mesayim Achazan, and then the Chazan reads it as well, V'chozer HaKol V'Omer Hashivenu B'Kol Rav, and then the Tzibur reads it again. So we have the Pesukim twice. We want to end off on this very positive note. It's not the last Pasuk in Echa, but we end off on a very positive note. And therefore, the Chayin Chazin, therefore both the Tzibur and the Chazin want to end off on this very positive note. Also brought down the name of Hagos Maimonios. And we see in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel, V'yachek Kachozer Chazin Maschil, Zuchor Hashem Mahayolonu, Oy. Then we start reading the Kinos, the first one of which is Zuchor Hashem Mahayolonu, Oy. And in the daytime we also say Kinos, but that is a separate discussion because we don't do it after the Megillah Echa. Then he says, Habit Reis Cherposeinu, Oy Mehayolonu. It continues in the Kina telling us what it says. And in this kina, he says, "V'kein chole kol hapsukim and soyisun ba'oi." They end off in the middle of these psukim with the words "oi nebuch." The sofin ba'oi, oi mehayolanu. And he brings down the name Odogu Merivava. And again, this should be familiar to people from the kinos that we nebuch say. Hopefully, this past Tisha B'Av will be the last time we have to say these kinos. Be'ezus Hashem Yitzbarach. We beg and plead and daven that this should be the last year that we have to say the kinos. This year, Be'ezus Hashem, we should be singing Hallel on Tisha B'Av. Sif base. Mechaber writes, Bilel Tisha B'Av, on the night of Tisha B'Av, the Ramos says, Mespalin Arvis V'Omrim Echa V'Kinos, after we daven Marv and we say the Echa and the Kinos as we used to, he brings down from the Gonos Maimonios and the Mariel, then we say afterwards, the Mechaber continues, V'Omer Achar Kinos, the Echa, Seh the Kedusha. After we finished off the Kinos, we say the Seh the Kedusha, which is Atok Kadosh, with the Kadosh, 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 etc. U'maskul Mi'atov Kadosh. We don't start earlier. We don't say the earlier part of the Uval Utsion. We just start off Yatok Kadosh, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, because it's improper to say the other words because they're not appropriate for Tisha B'Av. And he says, V'imchob Motzi Shabbos, if this is Motzi Shabbos, we likewise ain't Omrim V'Noam. We don't say the Kapitel of V'hi Noam. Some people have the custom to say it every Motzi Shabbos. And the Ramah adds, Hagah, we also don't say V'lo Olam Natzeach B'Neginos, which we talked about previously. Many shuls, especially amongst the Yekesha communities, so they do say this Kapitel every Motzi Shabbos. It's improper to say it now, either because it's learning Torah or because it's not right mood. It's a joyous song and it's not the right mood. Likewise, he brings down from the Kobo as well, V'lo Yitin L'cho. We don't say V'yitin L'cho as well. And he concludes the Ramah, we take the parochas off the Oren at this point in time. It was up there all Shabbos. You don't take it off of Shabbos. And this is based upon the Pasuk in Echa, where it says, Hashem beat same Rosso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, tore his garments in Avelus, and therefore we take off our clothing to remember this, and therefore we take the parochas away from the Oren. And this is brought down in the Sefer at Minhagim. Now, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Dalet. The Mechaber said that we dive the Mariv. We first daven Marav before we say Echa and the Kinos. And then we say, Omer Kaddish Sholeh, Nahinu Mitzitzkabel. We say a full Kaddish, which includes always Tiskabel Tzlosan, the Kaddish Mokush accept our prayers. Achat Vila Sarvis. We only say this one time now. We don't say it the rest of Tisha B'Av because Tisha B'Av is not a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted our Tfilos. As we see in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Gibel, he brings down, Aval Achar Echa, we don't say it. Ad L'mochar Achar Tziyas Besak Nesis, until we come out of the Shul, we don't say Kaddish with Tiskabel because Kamon Ba'agod is going to tell us that this is not the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our Tfilos. Now you can see this in the issue footnote number 4 as well. Because it says in Echa, Sosam Tfilosi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, so to say, closed off our Tfilos, he doesn't accept them. That's the standard teretz that's given. However, the Maram Sheikh questions this. He says, what are you talking about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't accept our tefillos? We say many tchinos and supplications on Tisha B'Av, such as, for example, we say all of the Shemoneh Esrei, Mavakshim Kol Tzorcheinu, and we say Yul Ratzon and Refi, etc. So why should this be different that we don't say Tiskabel Tzolson, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't accept our tefillos, Tzolson is our Shemoneh Esrei, and yet we say all these other tchinos. So therefore, he gives a different explanation, Ayin Shom. Now, what does it mean? It says you don't say all the time Tiskabel. There's only one time Tiskabel after Shacharis. So what does it mean you don't say all the Tiskabel? So he says technically you should have said Tiskabel after the Kinos as well. So the minhag is not to do so. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, V'mchol Motzi Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Motzi Shabbos, ein mevarchen abanim. For those that have the custom of B'mokum Shinogim is there, he brings down from the Mariel that they don't give the children a blessing. Many people have the custom to give the blessing to the children that started Shabbos, so he says some also have the custom to give a blessing at the conclusion of Shabbos. He says the minhag is not to do so when it's Tisha B'Av on Motzi Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Hey writes that we say Echa and the Kinos. So Afilu Kishu B'Yochid. One says this even if they're alone, if they're not davening with a minion, brings down the name of the Chayi Odom. The issue footnote number 6 brings down For making a bracha, however, when you're davening b'yichidus, he says even those that have the custom to make a bracha, when they say echa from a klaf, they don't do this when they're in yichidus. This was only set up for a tzibur that they should make a bracha. The issue foot number 5 says, what about women? Are women mechuyavos in Megillas Echa? So he brings down from Masechus Sofrim, where it says over there, umetargim lefi shiavinu shara om vanosh v'tinokos. It says that you should go and explain what Echa means, so the women and children who are listening to it, who may not understand it, should understand it. So this implies that there is a chiyuv to read Echa. However, he brings down that even though women also have this concept of being mechuyavos in Kriyas HaTorah, he says, einon nehogaus lizor b'zeh, that the women aren't accustomed to doing this. And he says, adirab, there are places where they bedavka ask the women to leave. We don't do this, of course, but there were places that the women wouldn't stay in for Kriyas HaTorah. In any event, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down that according to the words of the Magen Avraham, that the mitzvah of Echa einon tzrich lishma, therefore they don't have to listen to Echa. Of course, they're welcome to, but they don't have to. And he brings down Rav Shturbach Shlita in the Sefer Tshuvos HaHagos, he brings from the Chidah that he writes, Masha Kosu Shom Shechayavos, where it says that they're obligated to, it doesn't mean obligated to, it means it's a minhug tov, it's a good idea. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Vav, he says, V'lo Yomar, when we say Ata Kadosh, we don't start off from Uvol Tzion Goa, because she ain't Gula B'layla, because the Gula doesn't come at night, and likewise, we don't say V'lo V'ani Zos Brisi, because we don't want to look like we're making a bris on Echa. Shinira Kimakayim Bris Alakinos, that's improper. And likewise, oh, the also B'divrei Torah, V'lo Shayach Lomar V'lo Yemusha V'Picha, and we shouldn't learn Torah. And therefore, when we say V'lo Yemusha V'Picha, that the words of the Torah should never leave our lips, so this is not true right now, so therefore, he brings up in the Torah that we don't say this. Incidentally, Dishu Foot number 7 points out that we don't say this every Matzah Shabbos as well. In any event, we continue with Sivkotin Zayin, where the Mishnah Berurah says, Lefi shi karu nisyaset al komas mishkan. The words of Vihi Noam are talking about the rebuilding of the Mishkan, ba'atah nechra v'nebuch, it's now destroyed. And the Shaaret Zion Oz Dalet, the Chavetz Chaim adds, and he says, the old Tamim, there are other reasons why we don't say V'yitin L'cho. He says, look in the Beis Yosef and in the Bira Agra. And this will be seen for a number of the other statements we're about to be made from the Vilna Gaon. And you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 8, where it's brought down. The Beis Yosef brings down in the name of the Mordechai that we don't say V'yinoam, Kivin Shemuskar Bakosuv Zeh Maisa Meleches Hayudaim, because it talks about handiwork, of doing work. And our minhag is that we don't do work on Tisha B'Av, at least in the morning in most places. That's our minhag nowadays. And furthermore, Tisha B'Av is called a moed, and therefore we don't work on a moed. And likewise, in the Bir HaGra, he writes, that we don't say V'Noam, Mishum Shemashmos HaKosuv U'maisi Yodenu Koneneyu, that in asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should bless our handiwork. Barei Kolosu B'Loch V'Tisha B'Av in a row B'Simon Bracha. And we previously said that if you do work on Tisha B'Av, it's not going to help you. So how can you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm doing work against the custom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless that work? So he says it's inappropriate. The Levush adds that we don't say V'Noam, Mishum Shekosuv Zeh, Nek Bala Komas Mishkan. As we pointed out, it's talking about the rebuilding of the Mishkan, of the Beis HaMikdash, and now Nebuch, it is destroyed, and therefore it's inappropriate to say it. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches tells us we don't say Lam Netzeach Minaginos, She'enu Miseder Yom, V'Asur. It's not part of the regular daily davening, and we don't say it because it's Divrei Torah, as we said previously, or it's inappropriate for the mood that we're in. Likewise, the issue foot number 9 brings down for the Levush. We said this previously. You include in it the words, Elokim Yichanenu Ve'en Chanino Hayom. This isn't the day that we go and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things. We don't supplicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this day. It's not a day of Techina. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches is a similar idea of why we don't say V'yitin L'cha, which we already talked about. She'enu Zmano B'Tisha B'Av, because it's not the right time to say it on Tisha B'Av. And we already discussed this previously, as it says in the Shaaret Zion, look in the Vilna Gaon, and we talked about this already in the previous Dirshu footnotes. Sivkimul. The Mechaber writes, Leil Tisha B'Av V'yomo, on the night of Tisha B'Av, and during the day of Tisha B'Av, the minhag is Yoshim B'Veis HaKnesses. We sit down in the shul, lo'oritz, on the ground. We don't sit on our chairs. Atvil Samincha. Up until Mincha time, meaning Pes Chatzos, we sit on the ground. Now, what does it mean sitting on the ground? So Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yud, Dum Yud Avil, this is like an Avil, Shiyoshiv Agabi Karaka Ko Shiva. He sits on the floor all 7 days of the Shiva. It's not the same as the other 5 afflictions that we have, not eating, not drinking, tasha shemitah, leather shoes, and not anointing yourself. Therefore, we can stop after chatzos. And the issue foot number 10 brings down, this is similar to the idea of wearing your tefillin after chatzos, because there's already a time in the afternoon that our sins have been atoned for by the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we can go and back and again and do certain things that we weren't allowed to do before chatzos. But the 5 inuyim, they stay all day. This is an exception to the rule, this exhibition, if you wish, of additional avail, that can stop at Chatzos. Mishabur continues, Sivkot Yud Aleph, when it says we sit on the ground from when? Hainu, Achash Anu Baruch Shem Amburach, when we daven Marv, when we answer the Baruch Hu, so then at that point you sit down. The issue for number 11 says, Yilav Davka have to sit down. If a person wishes to stand up, there's not a mitzvah to sit down. It's just that you shouldn't sit down on a chair. If you're going to sit, sit on the floor, but if you wish to stand, it's perfectly permissible to stand. And he says, Sarich Lios Bamida, why do we only sit after that on the ground? He says, because Baruch Hu and Baruch Hashem Amburach, this is Dvarish Bekdusha, and Dvarish Bekdusha, a person has to stay standing up. And he says, I in further in the Achronim, the mutu lo niach tachtov sak o kar kotin. You don't have to sit literally on the ground. You can sit on some sort of a cushion or a little pillow or on some sort of a garment, a sack that you have on the ground so you shouldn't get your backside dirty. But I'm yuchel leishiv al safsel nomach. You can even sit on a very low chair. So somebody who's difficult to sit directly on the ground. The issue foot number 12 brings down that only a person who really needs to should sit on this cushion or this sack, but otherwise a person should sit directly on the ground if it were possible. And he discusses a similar idea with Suda Mavsekis, I.e. in the rest of this footnote. The issue foot number 13 is a very interesting footnote that discusses what exactly is the definition of on the ground. So the Ben Ish Chai, and this is the minhag among Sfardim, they say it's a gevor min tefach. If only a tefach is considered, less than a tefach is considered still on the ground, more than a tefach is not considered on the ground. And the Geshur Chaim says that this is correct. Shalom l'shev salsasol gevor min tefach. But he says, ha-minog ain't okay. The people don't follow. This is while technically right, the minhag is not to follow this. And he brings down in the Chazon Ish that a person can sit up to three tefachim. We normally apply the principle of love with something within three tefachim on the ground is considered on the ground. So therefore, you can sit on a low chair even within three tefachim on the ground. Again, many Ashkenazim do this. They have Nebuch, the Shiva chairs that are within about a foot of the ground, and that is acceptable. He brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal as well, the Shalom Nizkar Beposkim, it doesn't actually say this concept of Pachim Shosha Tochim, it's implied from Lovud, but it doesn't actually say it. He says the Iker is that you shouldn't sit in the normal way. Albeit, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention any of this. He says, Shatet Tezeh Lo Nemer Alemi Shekoshelo Ayeshiv Al-Kaki. He says, only somebody who really has difficulty sitting on the ground should take advantage of these more lenient opinions. And it's Mashma from the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Mikomokum Yesh Loshuv Losheves Nomuch Beofen Shiyagish Tzarechum. The whole idea is that you should be sitting in a different way than normal and should experience nebuch pain about the churban. Now, what about sitting on the steps that shuls have, let's say going up to the Aron Kodesh or going up to the Bima? So are those steps considered like the ground or are they considered higher up? They may be 4 or 5 feet off the ground. Is that floor or those steps, are they considered ground or are they considered higher up? So he brings down from various poskim that in fact that is considered like the floor. It brings out an easy, interesting raya. He says you're not allowed to put a chumash there. You're not allowed to put svarim on those things because it's considered like the ground. So if it's like considered like the ground for svarim, it's considered like the ground for this as well. Others disagree. Ayin sham. The issue for number 14 brings down if a person is a sick or an elderly person. So then the Aruch HaShulchan says shem. If somebody is difficult to sit on the ground because it will hurt their health, or certainly a pregnant woman, they can sit in the regular place. Some have the custom to change their place, that would be acceptable as well. And he says the person doing hagba should sit down in a regular chair. He brings that from the Drisha. Yochel Lasheves Agavi Safso. And he says the Sandik doing a brismila, Rechaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down Yochel Lasheves Akisa Gavo, can sit on a high chair even, never mind on a regular chair. What happens if you're driving to Shul? You're driving someplace else. So he brings down for Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that. This is also testified that Chaim Kanievsky Shlita said this about his great uncle, the Chazon Ish Zatzal, that they would sit in a car in a regular way, not a problem. What about on an autobus, on a bus? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that here maybe it's different because you could stand up on a bus, albeit others say no, that that's not derech tanog, that's not the normal way that you get pleasure by sitting on a bus. He says you could sit on a bus as well, and Chaim Kanievsky Shlita testified that this is the minhag, this is what people do. You can sit on a chair on a bus as well. You don't have to sit on the floor. If you want to stand, gizun to hate, as long as it's safe. Now we go to the Rambam. The Rambam says, V'achshav, nowadays, nogu leishav al saseh miyad achar shiyotu meis haknes shachros. You don't even have to wait till chatzos. Immediately, when you come out of shul, after shachros is done, you can sit already sit on a regular chair. He says, umarichin in my kinos. That's because we normally stretch out the kinos ad mat kodem chatzos, right before chatzos, and therefore, essentially, you're doing the same thing as the Mishnah will bring down. Many people are accustomed to go to the cemetery. By the time you're done going to the cemetery, it's chatzos, and therefore, it's not a problem now to sit on a regular chair. And then the Mechaber adds, vein madlikin neros belaila, we don't light extra candles and lights at nighttime. Just kiyim ner echad lomar le'oru kinos ve'echad. People that need to read the echad, the chazan is reading the echad, and people have the custom to say it along with the chazan, so they need enough light that they can say echad. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Beis says, "Rotz Lomar the Hoch and Achak Kach LeBeis Hakfaros." He says, since people go to the cemeteries, like I said, Kamo Shekos Masaf Asimun, as we'll learn, the Mshir Zeh Yimoshe Chad Chatzos, and therefore, by going to the cemetery, it'll be almost Chatzos when you're done. Does Rashi Leishiv Alasaf? So that's what he's telling us over here that you go sit on the chair now. Sivkot Yud Gimel, you should say the kinos up to chatzos, kidei shelo yavo lasos v'locha beis ahu. This way, a person will be saying kinos, he won't run to go to work. Sivkot yudalid, mishum d'chsiv b'machashakim hoshivani v'gomer. Since in Eicha it says that we're sitting in darkness, so that's why the custom is not to have a lot of light, only enough light that you absolutely need. Sivkot in tezvav, ulefim in ogenu. According to our custom, that not only the chazim reads it, but everybody reads along with the chazim, shekol l'kol omrim Eicha b'lacha shemachazim v'gam kinos. We say the kinos along with the chazim need light, so yesh l'adik ner echad b'chol shchuna, every area that needs light, so they can say it, they should light it up. Shayidei adachak yuchul l'ma kinos l'oru, so they can say it by the kinos by this light. They madlik in ner tefila b'des haknesses. You don't light extra candles in the shul like we normally do for shachris in many places. However, he says by mincha you're allowed to do this. Mincha madlikin. And what about a bris milah where they also lit candles? Bris milah madlikin there is b'shoshim v'yinatinuk l'mol. When you bring in the child to go and do the bris milah, they have the custom to light candles. You can do that as well. With this, we conclude today's share.